You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
And we're going to be chatting to Carla in a few seconds, so I'm going to play her track for you that we have in our system. It's called Symbol. So take a listen to this, and then we'll be chatting to her.
Your heart like a symbol, hide you there but hide you mute. Your head like a river, something's always running through. To bring you down, to bring you down, to bring you down to earth. We can cry or to be quiet till it's the end of life. We can think, we can talk until it's the end of time. Thank the Lord he has provided, I've been feeling so delighted. We can buy a chicken and go anywhere we like, but just for tonight, you should let me decide, babe. I don't mean to patronize, but you look me in the eye. I don't think that it's alright, but it's you. Love is kind and love is blind, but I've been there for you. Thank you for being faithful. I am faithful. I know I can be distasteful. The perfect creation, a true revelation. You.
That is called Symbols, and it's done by a lady called Carla Franco, who's actually sitting in our studio with me tonight. Good evening, Carla, and welcome to Zone Radio.
Good evening. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
It's lovely to have you. And that song was sent to us in September last year already.
Yeah.
And it's the only song of yours we have. Why is that?
I don't know. I will have some words and throw some punches. I'm joking. I'm joking, but I will change that very soon, very, very soon.
Okay. All right, please do, because that is an absolutely fabulous track.
Thank you.
Your style of music that you normally perform in, or are you a bit more versatile?
So I'm very sort of hell-bent on this road of I don't want to be a one-genre kind of artist.
Okay.
And that was kind of the whole purpose of Layers, to show the variety of styles and genre that I kind of intermend and kind of put together. But Symbols is really representative of my roots, which is more indie sort of country rock. So it's kind of got these nuances of all the music that I either grew up listening to or all the music that I currently listen to.
So that
I would refer to as indie, which I think is my roots.
But
I'm definitely not one-dimensional in my style.
So you wrote that song, did you?
Yes,
you wrote it yourself?
Yeah, I did.
All by yourself?
Yeah, I've written all the songs that are on my album by myself. And then obviously with the songs where other artists have collabed on, then they've obviously contributed lyrically and musically. It's quite important to me that I do write the songs that
fabulous.
Thank you.
And what is your album called?
Layers.
Layers.
Yes.
Okay.
So I released it in three parts because every layer offered different genres.
Okay.
And that was kind of the on-the-nose sort of symbolism of the word Layers.
Okay.
And it was released in three parts for that purpose.
So what are the other genres then?
So the album's a little bit, I don't want to say all over the show because it is structured from beginning to end, but there's really, I like to say something for everyone, right? Mm. There's a hip hop, I'm a piano track. There's a sort of dance track and there's a lot of pop songs on there, but then there's also sort of nuances to punk rock and country and blues and sort of cranberries, Joan Jett. There's really a mishmash of like everything.
Okay. Sounds
because
interesting.
My love is music, not one style of music. It's just music.
It's what you feel at the time when you're writing, right?
Yeah, and I think Layers really reflects that from start to finish.
Well, that's great. Yeah. So we'll, is it available on Spotify?
It's available everywhere.
Okay, cool. So, guys, if you like the sound of cymbals, go and look for that. It's called Layers, and it's done by Carla Franco. And, okay, so it says on this biography that was sent to me last year that you hail from Bloemfontein, but you're currently living in Johannesburg.
So I've moved to Cape Town.
Have you?
I have. I don't know that I can refer to myself as a Cape Townian. I feel like you have to earn that that name.
So
let me not offend anyone. But no, I have moved to Cape Town. I've been here since August last year.
Okay.
I got a job offer this side and didn't have a job offer in Johannesburg, so it was relatively an obvious choice.
Mm-hmm.
But it was always something I wanted to do.
Okay.
So it was a no-brainer. I took the job and moved up.
Okay. Yeah. So when you say a job, is that outside of the music
industry?
Outside
of the music. Okay. I would love to do music full-time, but and I mean, the life of an independent artist isn't as glamorous as people might think, but I'm blessed that I have more than one passion. So yeah, I'm a teacher outside of being a musician.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And so yeah, the job made sense. It was at a really good school, a really good position, and I felt that I could grow more in my music capacity. So it was a no-brainer for me to move up.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, welcome to Cape Town.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Are you enjoying the cold? You experienced your first Cape storm.
Yeah. I'm a little bit traumatized, but I'm fine. I'm fine. No, I must say, I think I was a little bit removed from the worst of it, just in terms of like location. No, but I'm really learning to appreciate Cape Town. I think I'm very much someone that loves to do the outdoor walks and just be at the beach and surf. It's something I really enjoy doing in my spare time. So yeah, I think it still feels a little bit surreal that I can like drive 20 minutes and just be on the
beach.
And that's like totally normal.
Where are you staying, may I ask?
So I'm in Durbanville.
Okay.
That's where my job was. So that's what made sense at least. Okay. I had 2 weeks to get here.
Uh-huh.
Believe it or not. 2 whole weeks, which sounds like a lot, but it's really not.
No,
a lot.
It's not. When you're packing up a home and
No, it was bad. It was shockingly traumatizing. 10 out of 10 would not recommend for people who want to do that.
No.
But yeah, so everything was super fast and sporadic. But I'm grateful to be here, and I'm really learning to love Cape Town. Joburg was home for a really long time. So once you leave somewhere that feels like home and you've got to now kind of make a new home, it takes time. So I'm appreciating Cape Town. It's just wildly different and wildly beautiful, and I'm just trying to wrap my head around it.
And are you single, or have you brought someone with you? No,
I am single. No, I am single.
Hey, guys, she's gorgeous.
I am single, but I am not available.
Okay.
Definitely. Okay. Yeah, there's a lot to heal from. I'm recently single, so I'm single, but I'm in a relationship with myself at the moment.
You're learning to love yourself.
Yeah, and unlearning things and writing about things and just going through the stride that come with that. So,
yes.
Yeah.
And what do you teach?
I teach English and history.
Okay.
And one geography lesson that gives me a bit of an aneurysm every time I see it. Love it, but stresses me out.
School or primary school?
Primary school.
Oh, okay, awesome.
Yeah, I'm very blessed. I'm very blessed that I have more than one passion, I think. Very few people do.
It's nice to have a career to fall back on, because the music industry is a hard one. Let's face it. Yeah,
it is. It is. And I think in this way, I also protect my love for what I do in both capacities. So I guess it's just telling what will happen. I would love to do music full time. And I say that with the utmost respect for my 9 to 5 and for what I do. I love what I do outside of the music. But the goal is definitely to be able to do this full time.
Okay.
So that's the dream. And I really hope that manifest into a reality.
Do you see yourself performing or just being a recording artist?
Both.
Both.
I love performing. Okay. I love it. Okay. I honestly can't explain that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really the only place, which really sounds sad, but I don't think it is that sad. I think it's beautiful that I get to feel it at all.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really the only place that I feel like I belong. Like, it's okay. The place that makes the most sense for mm-hmm. me to mm-hmm. be. Whether it's for 45 minutes or for the rest of my life, I'm very much content, and as content as I can be when I'm performing.
That's amazing.
And I also just have really gained a passion for layering music and harmonies and seeing what you can do electronically and in a studio and that environment. And I want to be able to do that with other artists as well. I don't want to just write for myself. I want to write for other artists and other people. So for me, it's not either or. I really love both. And as long as I can do all of it, I want to be able to do all of it.
And earn a living in the meantime 100%. As well. That's amazing.
Yeah, like I said, I got bills, you know.
Yeah, you got bills to pay. Okay, so we're going to get a little bit personal now because it says here you were born with a hearing impairment.
I was.
Okay, you suffer from a 20 to 30% hearing loss, and you've been wearing hearing aids for many years.
I mean, I have hearing aids. Am I wearing hearing aids all of the time? No. And my ENT and hearing and audiologists that are listening, or I probably butchered the actual career name for that. But for the specialist, they really are not a fan that I don't wear it all the time. I think it's just really difficult to realize every day as you take them out
that's
how much you don't hear.
Yeah,
it's a really psychologically difficult thing to deal with. And I make jokes about my impairment all the time. Like, I love that I'm the deaf girl that sings, you know. And my tagline is, sorry, what? Because I'm really that annoying person that's like, sorry, what? I just have the fallback of being deaf. So I can be like, don't hate me. It's my ears. They don't work. What do you want from me? So I do joke about it a lot. But I think...
Well, it's amazing that you can joke about it.
I mean, what else must you do?
Exactly.
Like, I think my parents were also super like, there's nothing special about you. Stop. Which is harsh, but Portuguese Catholic people are.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in that way they sort of put the thick skin on.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very grateful for it now in hindsight because it is funny, even with my learners, if they don't like, if they're like, oh, ma'am, did you hear that? And I'm like, really? You're going to ask your deaf teacher if she heard that? Really? That's offensive, you know? And it really is just a good cackle in my friend group, in my family, in my classroom, in the studio. But, you know, it does come with a lot of depth and difficulties.
Absolutely.
That I don't talk about all that often.
No, sure. I don't want to put you on the spot, but I mean, when you were growing up, it must have been really hard, especially, now that you've developed this love of music. I mean, at one stage, you probably didn't hear music very well.
Yeah, and I think it's also just like the little things, like I was never accepted into like choir beyond the school.
Mm-hmm.
I was always told that my voice doesn't fit a choir. I don't sing on key, which is like your worst nightmare, right? Oh, my word. Like, who wants to hear that when you're like, I'm going to be a singer? You know, a big thing was my lisp. That was something that really held me back for the longest time. You know, like, I love drama and I studied theater at university. And, you know, for a long time I was told, if I don't work on my speech, if I don't work on the lisp, if I don't enunciate correctly, you know, no one's going to listen to my music because they can't hear what I'm saying. And that was something that really, like,
hit you hard.
Became an internal dialogue for me. And it's odd because Chapter One was my, like, debut album. That was the first project I did before Layers.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the first time in my music career that I was like, I'm just going to do what everyone's telling me I mustn't do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do the thing that feels right to me.
Mm.
And oddly enough, that was the album that got the radio play, got my foot in the door.
Okay.
And so it was difficult in the sense that I was being told I couldn't do things, but just simply didn't agree with it.
Well, good for you for not listening to those people.
Yeah.
And just
deciding. That's ironic, isn't it?
Yes,
isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, it is actually. Sorry. Slip of the tongue.
It's okay. No, you can laugh about it. Don't worry. People always feel like awkward. I'm like, you can laugh. You don't have to hold it in. It's all right.
No, but I mean, if you had listen to those people, we would not have this talent sitting here talking to us now. We would not have had that incredible song called Symbols. And
thank you.
Seriously,
really,
I mean,
that.
There's no ways when you listen to that song you can even pick up the fact that you've got a lisp for a start.
Yeah,
you can hear every
thank
word.
You.
As far
that's a really nice thing to say. Thank you.
I mean it, because for me, I'm one of those people who, when I listen to a song, I really listen to the lyrics. And I get a little bit put off if I can't hear the lyrics. And yeah. I certainly can hear the lyrics on that.
Thank
so, you.
You know. That means a lot more than you know. Thank you. I appreciate it. No, because it's very intentional. It took a lot of hours and frustration in the studio to get to the point where we could, for live shows and recording, okay. really hear what I was saying. So I really appreciate that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, yeah, kudos to you. You did Thank it. You. You really did it. So when you have a song going on in your head, when you've written it and you know what it wants to sound like,
yeah.
is it then very difficult for you to interpret that when you're singing? Or?
No. I think there's this amazing – I'm not sure if I'm going to answer your question directly. I think mm-hmm. I'm going to be a little bit bubble about
okay,
it.
That's fine.
But it
bubble away.
It, you know, with in-ears, that changes the game because mm-hmm. then you can balance for live shows mm-hmm. how loud you want your guitarist to be, how loud you want your bassist to be. For me, as long as I can hear that bass – line.
Mm-hmm.
Oddly enough, I hear more in the lower register than I do in the higher
okay.
pitches.
Yeah.
So the more I can hear my bassist and my drummer,
mm-hmm.
the more comfortable and the more safe I feel to sing on key
right.
and to be able to enunciate myself properly, because then my focus isn't on all these other little elements, because I'm autistic as well, which is like a mess. It's a mess up here. the higher, like the upper region, like the ear, the brain, it's not cracking. I'm joking. I really do think it's my gift, so I'm very grateful.
Of course it's your gift.
But, you know, it just allows me to not focus on all the other things, and that allows me to then focus more on being clear in my pronunciation and mm-hmm. what it is that I'm singing and what it is that I'm doing.
Okay.
And I think also another big part of it is just, It really does just feel natural to me. It's funny because I've done so many recording sessions where I'd walk in with my hearing aids and mm. the producer, not knowing that, would say, take it out.
Yeah.
Are you wearing your hearing aid? Take them out, because you sing false when you sing with your hearing aid.
Oh, really?
And it's because I've become so accustomed to that internal vibration.
Okay.
So vibration is what helps
me
hear.
So you truly feel the music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that's why it's something I just can't without,
mm-hmm.
whether I'm going to be able to do it for a living or not. I don't think, like, if whether I continue to do it on a commercial scale, whether I try to still, you know, sort of make it, so to speak. I don't think music will ever really leave. Mm. It might be just in my four walls. I hope not. But I hope it's on a big stage showing music with people who really relate to my music. It's not about the numbers per se. Like, if yeah. I'm singing to four people, a big stage is a big stage. It's four
exactly.
people that really sincerely are there to share this moment with me,
yes,
and really relate with what it is that I'm saying, because I write everything that I release. So it's my words. It's
yeah.
my life. It's me in a song.
It's
really.
Putting your vulnerability
yeah.
right out there. Yeah,
yeah, and that's a scary thing to do. And so when you get to share that and people get to feel like my song Any Better, for example, is the song that's actually done best on the album. And mm-hmm. it's really a song
well,
about...
Well, I wish we could play it, but
oh,
we
my
can't.
Word. Oh, my word.
I'm just going to hop on and on and on.
Oh, my word. No, look, it's just one of those songs that I wrote it about my relationship with my parents.
Mm-hmm.
And if you listen to it, it's relatively obvious, but it can mean a lot more than that. And the sort of promise of protection that love sometimes gives us, no matter where it comes from,
yes.
that doesn't always come to fruition.
Yeah.
And Any Better is a song that I was terrified to release, because I do love my mom. I love my parents.
Mm.
But that doesn't mean things were smooth sailing.
Mm.
And I was scared to release it and put it out there, and it was just so validating.
Okay.
Not that I needed the validation, because I already wrote the song. I already made my parents aware, like, this is happening, you know. But and I'd held on to that song for so many years, and it was just to see that reception. And I think that's it. Like, really, all we really want is community, right? Like,
Correct.
We're not. I don't believe that we're here to be alone, and
no.
that we're meant to experience things alone.
No.
But so many of us feel alone.
Yes.
And I think music is just this incredibly powerful binder of taking you out of that loneliness.
Absolutely.
Because you can be completely alone, but you're not alone, because there's someone in your headset, on your radio, on your TV screen that gets it to some capacity they get
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
And I think that's a really, really powerful thing.
It really
that music
is.
Can take people out of that.
Yeah.
So for that reason, I don't think it's ever going to go away.
No. And how did your parents react to that song? Or was that too personal?
Well, yeah. So look, I don't have the greatest relationship with my parents.
Okay.
I have the utmost respect for them and the utmost love for them. And I think they really did the darn best that they could. But I think sometimes some people are just dealt cards that, you know, didn't really work in their favor. And I think sometimes we forget our parents are human too.
Yeah, of course.
And they've got to sort of, you know, filter through their emotions and their rejection and their things and their good and bad, you know. But as a child, you don't know that. And so for me, I didn't, it sounds incredibly insensitive what I'm about to say, but I really say it and mean it respectfully, but it didn't really matter to me what they thought about it.
All right. No, fair enough.
Because it was true.
Yeah, you were putting it out
And that's
there.
What they raised me to be, honest.
Yeah, exactly.
So
yeah.
I'm the product of what you raised me to be, I
Absolutely.
Guess. I'm just putting a creative spin on it. I don't think this is what they signed up for, but, you know, this is what it is. Sorry, Mom. Sorry, Dad.
Well, I think it's very brave of you to have done it because a lot of people would have hidden away from that. And I just think the way you have embraced your setbacks in life, I don't want to call them anything else. They're just a few setbacks and you've embraced them and you've just handled it and you have managed to overcome them.
So. I appreciate that, but I do attribute a lot of that to being Portuguese.
Okay.
I really do. Because the Porras don't take no nonsense. They don't have no time for you to be feeling sorry for yourself. They don't have no time for you to be like sitting here like Yanni Yamarkat, you know, like they really don't have time for it. And I think it's because of where they come from and the real hardship, not to invalidate my hardships or hardships as a whole. I think it was just growing up in a really hardcore Portuguese environment that was just like, girl, you better get up because you ain't got no time for this.
Yeah.
You got things to do and you got people to see and you got lives to change
to
and that's it.
Yes.
And that's just the way the cookie crumbles, you know?
Yeah.
So, I really attribute a lot of that strength to my heritage because I don't know any Portuguese person that isn't that strong.
Okay.
And I take great pride in having been raised in that environment because
right.
I think it just set me up to be that way.
Yeah.
It wasn't easy at all. It still isn't. Yeah. But I appreciate the kind words. Thank you.
So what's next for you, Carla? Apart from focusing on your job and enjoying that, but I mean, what's coming out of that songwriting pen of yours next?
So you asked if I was single.
Yes.
And everybody knows I like a good old heartbreak song. and I'm really good at writing them. I'm humble when it comes to my craft, but I know that when it comes to really sad, all up in your feelies song, that is my best stuff because that's my most raw stuff.
Yes.
And I then have written that. I haven't taken it to studio.
Mm-hmm.
I'm cradling it a little bit. I'm holding it close still, and I'm watering it a little bit before I feel that I'm ready emotionally to release that.
Okay.
But there is a song coming out in June.
Okay.
And it's a bop, and I'm very excited to release it.
Okay.
I really think this is like that moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got a gig coming up soon in Johannesburg.
Okay.
I can't name the artist, but watch my socials and you will see it.
All right. So we got to follow you then on Facebook, is it?
And Instagram.
Instagram.
And TikTok. You can just find me at @CarlaFranco_official or Carla Franco Music and you will find me.
Absolutely. Well, that's great. So yeah. And, have you got plans to record in Cape Town or Johannesburg?
So the recording I actually did in Cape Town
for
the song that will be released in June.
Okay.
I have a dear friend, Wesley van der Westhuizen, who we actually met in Joburg in the streets of Linden and lovely, lovely gentleman. And he's actually moved to Cape Town too.
Okay.
So it's a nice piece of home.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just called him up and I said, I've got this song.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, cool, give me a time and a day and we'll record it. And we did. And now it's in production stages. So
Fantastic.
Beginning of June, we're going to release that. I'm really excited.
Good. So hopefully we'll get to hear that one.
Oh, my word.
And some of
you know what? I'll just send all like my entire catalog at once. I feel like my publicist is being shaded on the station without being named. Let's keep it that way.
Let's keep it that way.
But you know what? My song landed on your doorstep, and that's important to me, well, whether it's one or 20.
I'm just very happy we got Cymbals because it's really beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And we're sadly almost out of time. So, okay, so people can follow you on Facebook, Instagram. You're on Spotify. You're on all of the platforms.
All of the things, yes.
Just remind people again what the name of your album is if they want to go and find your album.
My album is Layers, mm-hmm. And my name is Carla Franco, and you can just type in Carla Franco anywhere and everywhere, and it should pop up on your Spotify and your Apple and your Deezer and Google Play.
F-R-A-N-C-O.
Yes, and yes. Carla with a C, asablief, does ni Carla ni does Carla. Thank you. Ta-ta.
Well, Carla, now that we've chatted to you, I think Cymbals is going to be even more special to people. So they're not going to listen to it with a new ear. And they, oh no.
No!
I'm sorry, that was bad. It wasn't really what I meant, you know that.
That is hilarious, I love that. That was brilliant, 10 points.
Okay,
thank you.
I'm glad you have a sense of humor, otherwise I'd be the color of that strap on the screen.
What's that SABC hotline that you usually have to like file radio complaints to? We're running there. We're pulling the stops. Yeah. No, I'm joking. Really,
okay. Well, we've had a message that's coming from the unicorn, and he says, your publicist is Warren Gibson, and he's a great guy.
He's the best guy. I love you, Warren. So don't let them shade you.
We're not shading you, Warren. We just want more of your music, please. All right, Carla, it's been absolutely fabulous chatting to you.
Thank you so much for driving
all the way from Durbanville.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And I wish you nothing but success. I would need to wish you luck, because I think you are going to take luck and just grab it by the horns and you're going to run with it.
I hope so. And I hope the industry is open and ready. I think it's time that we make gateway for some new names and some new artists.
Absolutely.
And let's blow this thing up. Our country's got so much.
And scout around. There's a very good venue in Durbanville, actually, I think it is. It's called Die Boer. And they actually often invite unknown artists as well. So scout around, get to those venues.
Die Boer. Yeah. My name is Carla Franco and ik is beskikbaar. Thank you.
Oh, Carla, you're lovely. I really enjoyed chatting to you. It's been
so much
fun.
For having me.
Thank you for coming in. And Cymbals will be coming up next, straight after this message. But thank you so much and all the very best to you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
More South African music, more often on Zone Radio 88.5 FM.
Your heart like a cymbal, hardly there but hardly mute. Your head like a river, something's always running through. To bring you down, to bring you down, to bring you down to earth. We can cry or just be quiet till it's the end of life. We can think, we can talk until it's the end of time. Thank the Lord he has provided, I've been feeling so denied. So lovely. We can buy a ticket and go anywhere we like, but just for tonight, you should let me decide, baby. I don't mean to patronize, but you look me in the eye. I don't think that it's alright, but it's you. Love it down and love it brown, but can I be that for you? Thank you for being faithful. I am hateful. I know I can be distasteful. A perfect creation, a true revelation. You.
I so enjoyed that interview. I hope you all did too. She is such a warm, loving personality. She really is. Her name is Carla Franco, and that is her track called Symbols, and it is an absolutely fabulous track. We did receive it last year in September, and looking forward to getting some new material from her. We really are. So hopefully you all enjoyed that, because she was absolutely delightful to chat to.